It's like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. Only you can cool my desire.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you something new in modern music.
My eyes were wide open, Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, my mama said. And then she said, someone will look at me like I'm looking at you one day, and then I might find I don't want you any other way, so I don't worry, 'cause mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, my mama said. There'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, my mama said.
Hello. Good afternoon, everyone. You're listening to Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata. Due to a programming snafu, we might be on earlier, starting next week. It's all a rich tapestry. Anyway, happy Mother's Day to everyone who is a mother or does a mother-type thingamabob. I'm joined here by my partner from previous radio crises past, Reverend Charlie. Hello.
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to all the mommies.
Yes, and maybe some of the daddies. Oh, no, they have their own day. We discussed this.
Yes.
Anyway, that was Mama Said by the Shirelles, and we have a bunch of Mother's Day-centric songs coming up for you. But first, gentlemen, think a little Bohemian Rhapsody.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy.
Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low.
Anyway the wind blows,
doesn't really matter.
Killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama,
of a man.
Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Sun-
thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo Figaro,
Magnifico.
I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah, no, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let me go!
We'll not let you go.
Let me go!
We'll not let you go.
Let me go!
No.
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia!
Mamma mia, let me go! Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me.
I saw the Jesse Dixon Group performing at the Newport Jazz Festival two summers ago in New York, and I wanted to work with them ever since then. And now I have the chance to do it, so here's Jesse Dixon and the group.
Only emotion away. Oh,
Yeah!
And that was noted Mother fan Glenn Danzig with, well, Mother. And before that, we had Mother and Child Reunion by Paul Simon. That's from the Paul Simon Concert Live Ryman album. And we started off with Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody. And this is Great Songs About Nothing Good. I'm here with Reverend Charlie. And we're going to give you a bit of a lightning round, Charlie. And I hold in my hand a list of the starting lineup for the 1993 All-Star Game. And as I read one off, you tell me which player would be... What sitcom mother are they most like?
What sitcom mother?
Yes. So I'll read off a name of from the 1993 All-Star roster, and you tell me what sitcom mother they most remind you of. All right. Number one, Cubs designated hitter Mark Grace.
Well, it's interesting that you said designated hitter because he was the first baseman for the Chicago Cubs, so I'm going to have to Peggy Bundy.
I had a feeling that's where that was going. Thank you for that. Next, in the American League, batting fourth right fielder Joe Carter of the Blue Jays.
Joe Carter. World Series home run winner, Joe Carter. You know, I'm digging deep on this one again, and I'm going to have to say Peggy Bundy.
Thank you. And finally, batting seventh for the National League in the Phillies, the catcher, right fielder for the Braves, batting seventh, David Justice,
named in the Mitchell report for juicing.
That's for the true heads out there.
Yeah, for juicing. You know, he always reminded me of Peggy Bundy.
Thank you. And speaking of iconic mothers, we're going to go into our next song by Charles Mingus, and it's a little ditty entitled All the Things You Could Be By Now If Sigmund Freud's Wife Was Your Mother. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, Peggy Bundy.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, since you've been such a wonderful audience tonight, we have a special treat in store for you. It's a composition dedicated to all mothers. And it's titled, All the Things You Could Be By Now If Sigmund Freud's Wife Was Your Mother. Which means, if Sigmund Freud's wife was your mother, all the things you could be by now. It means nothing. You got it? Thank you. One, two, three. Thank you.
That was unique Charles Mingus with All the Things You Could Be By Now If Sigmund Freud's Wife Was Your Mother from 1961's Charles Mingus Presents Charles Mingus. And now we're going to throw things over to Reverend Charlie, who has for us our legally mandated PSA. Reverend Charlie.
Know your cell phone rights. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can be readily searched by anybody holding it. And a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a key code password and setting your phone's screen to lock very quickly when no one is using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to. And if you do that, you forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is no, officer. I do not consent to a search. Thank you. Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant, so think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freedom Foundation on the web at EFF.org. A public service message from the EFF and your freedom-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you, Reverend Charlie. And now let's take a look at the scene report, all the musical offerings in this little corner of the universe. On the 18th of May, in a little city we like to call Worcester, Massachusetts, at Ralph's Rock and Roll Diner, you could see Memory Lane, The Unmen from Providence, Toward Space on tour from Virginia, and Super Jerk. $7, doors are 8, music's at 8:30. On the 14th of June, you could at Deep Cuts in Medford, you could see Pink Slip, who played Porch Fest yesterday and opened for Big D and the Kids Table at Crystal Ballroom the night before. They'll be playing for their EP release show. The EP is entitled Suck City, and they'll be back with The Pomps and Hell Beach. Doors are at 7, show at 8, $15 in advance, $20 at the door. It's an 18-plus show, kids. On the 25th of June at Notch Brewing in Brighton, and not the one in Salem, the one in Brighton, you can see Tiffy kick off their New England tour. They'll be going through Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Vermont, Connecticut, and a little oppressed province called Montreal, Quebec, and back to Massachusetts in time for Nice, a fest in Davis Square, which will be on July 25th, 26th, 27th, and 28th. Go to niceafest.com for more details, but these are the things that you should be checking out. And in our next block of noises, we have some songs that Reverend Charlie picked up, opening with a number by Desi Arnaz. Charlie, would you care to explain this one?
Sure. Well, back in the day and the before times, when I was getting interested in college radio, I had a conversation with my mom about whether or not I should go down to the campus center and sign up at the University of Massachusetts radio station, WMUA, for a time slot, at which point she informed me that I would not be the first person in the family to have hosted a radio show in college, that she, in fact, hosted a radio show during her time in college, and her opening number for every single show was Babaloo by Desi Arnaz. And so, Mom, this one goes out to you.
Happy Mother's Day, Merrily Felder. And Babaloo?
Babaloo.
Babaloo.
A Babalú, dame 17 velas pa' ponerlo en cruz, y dame un cabo de tabaco bañé, bañé, y un jarrito de aguardiente, y dame un poco de dinero bañé, bañé, pa' que me dé la suerte.
¡Yep! ¡A gozar, nena! ¡En Santiago se baila la conga!
Yo quiero pedir que mi negara me quiera, que tenga dinero y que no se muera.
a Julie que virou pedir a Babalu, na negara pindo, na como tu, que não tem gato negro, pa que não se muera.
Ah! First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
Charlie, would you care to tell us what we just listened to?
Well, after the Babaloo intro, we listened to Wilson Pickett's cover of Mama Told Me Not to Come with the sweet horn section. And then Merle Haggard, Mama Tried.
That we did. Thank you. And we got one last lineup of songs where we have to get to hitting the bricks. And I'm going to open it up with a song that my mother very much enjoys. It's a number by Betty Wright, perhaps the most well-known song. And so, Mom, this one is for you. Happy Mother's Day.
Made it easy. one day I'm gonna understand. Zion. Touched my belly, overwhelmed by what I had been chosen to perform. But then an angel came one day, told me to kneel down and pray, for unto me a man child would be born. Oh, this crazy circumstance, I knew his life deserved a chance, but everybody told me to be smart. Look at your career, they said, Lauren, baby, use your head. But instead I chose to use my heart. Now the joy of my world is in Zion. Door. I've never been in love like this before. Now let me pray to keep you from the perils that will surely come. See, life for you, my prince, has just begun. And I thank you for choosing me to come through unto life to be a beautiful reflection of his grace. See, I know that it gives.
I am coming back home and meet my old mother. But that's where I belong. You know, all of my friends run. They all turning their backs on for me. I'm coming back. One more thing I want to tell you. You know, all of my friends, they all turning their backs on for me. That's when I'm coming home and meet my old mother. That's one woman, I know she loves me. I know she do. I know she do.
And that was Clifton Chenier with I'm Going Home to See My Mother. Before that, we had Lauryn Hill to Zion featuring Carlos Santana, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, 1998. And Charlie, you're making a very interesting point about that album.
Yeah, I think it's just interesting that, you know, for the 26th consecutive year, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill has won Album of the Year at the Grammys. It's interesting. But who am I to argue?
It's truly a phenomenon, and I'm certainly not going to raise any hackles about it. And we started off with Betty Wright, Clean Up Woman, a favorite song of my mother, which I dedicate to her on this Mother's Day. And happy Mother's Day to you, if that applies to you as well. Before I leave with before we go out with another Mother's Day song, just a quick programming note. We may be on at a different time next week because I forgot to opt in to the summer schedule. It's been busy on my end, so maybe I'll be on at 3, maybe I'll be on at 2, maybe I won't be on at all. I'll let you all know through the usual means and methods. But anyway, tune in next week, perhaps, for more of the same, except slightly different. Ta-ta. And Reverend Charlie, do you have any last sounds you'd like to make?
Mommy?
That's right.
Born with the moon in Cancer, choose her a name she will answer to. Call her green, and the winters cannot fade her. Call her green for the children who've made her little green. Be a gypsy dancer. He went to California. Hearing that everything's warmer there. So you write him a letter and say her eyes are blue. He sends you a poem and she's lost to you. The little green, he's a nonconformer. Just a little green, like the color when the spring is born. There'll be crocuses to bring to school tomorrow. Just a little green, like the nights when the northern lights perform. There'll be icicles and birthday clothes, and sometimes they'll be sorrow. Child with a child pretending, weary of lies you are sending home. So you sign all the papers in the family name. You're sad and you're sorry, but you're not ashamed. A little green, have a happy ending. Just a little green, like the color when the spring is born. There'll be crocuses to bring to school tomorrow. Just a little green, like the nights when the northern lights perform. There'll be icicles and birthday clothes, and sometimes there'll be snow.